Chandler, you guys were pretty successful containing C.J. Spiller in week one, keeping the edge as a lot of defenses like to do against a fast runner like that. How important is that against Doug Martin?
Doug Martin's a great back. You know, he had a solid and a good rookie year, and he's been doing well, you know, his second season, and we just got to contain players like him.
Rob was, Ninkovich was saying that there are a lot of similarities between CJ and Martin. What are some of the things in his game you see that are similar?
Yeah, when you have a running back like CJ Spiller, Doug Martin, and LeSean McCoy, backs like that, that really, they can take the ball off the distance in any play. You just have to be aware. You know, those guys are very dangerous, and that's a definitely a key aspect in the offense, and you just have to contain them.
What do you think the third down defense has been overall this year?
We can do better. You know, like I said in every interview, you can never be complacent. You can never get comfortable with what you have so far. You know, it's still the beginning of the season. We're in game two, going into game three, and so there's always room for improvement.
Speaking to that, seen you move inside a few times. How does that feel? Are you comfortable there?
I'm getting familiar with it. You know, every third down, you know, or whenever I get called to go down there, you know, I'll play that position. Whenever Bill calls that package, it's fun.
Bill's said that you worked really hard in the offseason, got bigger, stronger. How much has that helped you inside?
Yeah, this offseason's been great. You know, I was doing a lot of, you know, hand technique, a little boxing with my brothers, and it definitely is helping. Definitely helping going along, especially playing, you know, down in the trenches.
What are some of the differences there, just like as far as technique and everything?
It's a lot faster. You know, when you're playing defensive end, you know, you don't have anyone outside of you. And when you're down in the three technique or two eye, there's a tackle, there's a center, there's a guard. Anyone can block you, so you have to be ready for any different scheme possible.
The game like you had Sunday, like, can I give you some momentum?
My biggest focus is trying to stay level-headed, you know, to flush the Jets and, you know, move on to week three. And that's my biggest thing is, you know, forgetting what we did last week and just moving forward and trying to get another win in the win column.
Are there maybe any little things that you picked up from when you guys practiced against Tampa a month ago in terms of specific things about some of their offensive linemen, you know, even little things that you just could carry with you from August to now?
Besides the familiarity, being familiar with the guys, that was a pass. You know, we're moving on. This is week three. This is the whole new game plan, hopefully.
You going for the Duck Dynasty beer there?
I'm just growing it out. You know, it's getting cold around here, so hopefully my face stays warm.
Speaking about getting used to being around here, what did Bill and the coaching staff tell you about getting comfortable in New England in your rookie year?
Just embracing the fans, you know, and that was my biggest thing, is, you know, the veterans saw them, you know. They're around here, everyone's diehard fans, you know. Just being a supporter of the Bruins and the Red Sox and the Celtics, you know, that's my biggest thing, just embracing the New England area.
Thoughts on your brother's fight?
I'm excited. I'm excited for his fight Saturday. Hopefully he doesn't have him staying up too late because I have a game the next morning. But go John Bones Jones.
You got a scouting report?
On the fight?
Yeah.
Hopefully my brother wins. Yeah, that's a good scouting report. I'm his biggest fan, so. Yeah. No secrets. I haven't really talked to him. He's focused.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. Yeah.